This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Greener! You know that I'm greedy for that.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Access All Areas.
Well done. That was a mouthful. Listen, I'm so excited.
Why's that?
Well, I have my very dear friend, Justine.
She's lovely. We've just
the
met her outside, haven't we?
She's in the house.
In the house, and we're going to be talking to her. She apparently has something for me, which
she
is
does.
Exciting.
She has a feeling about
I am
Stephen.
Excited about this.
I'm very excited as well.
I want some good news, though.
Oh, well, there's always good news, darling. You're with me.
I hope so. That's true.
It's great news. Gosh, I'm feeling a little bit worse for wear. Luckily, you cut its radio.
Oh, yes.
Had a rather late night.
Mm-hmm.
My dear friend, Joy Desmond.
Yeah, heard of
her.
Her
birthday. And we ended up in the box. Have you ever been to the box?
I have been to the box. It's one of Soho's most notorious establishments, isn't it?
Well, it's opened my eyes, let me tell you.
Explain to those who haven't been to the box exactly what goes on there.
Well, it's a bit of a crazy club. They do actual shows, performances of a rather sexual, different nature, shall we say.
Okay. What did you see? Are you allowed to talk about it when you've been to the box?
I don't know whether I can even talk about this on FUBAR.
I don't know if you can, actually, yeah.
But it's opened my eyes. It really has. That's saying something.
That is saying something. Well, they're drag queens and all sorts.
Yeah, and I love the drag queens, and they've got amazing people, amazing looking people, and dancers and performers, but people doing things that I never thought could be done.
Yes, my experience at the box was kind of similar, I have to say.
I can't believe what I saw.
I also went to an event at the box once where they ordered in Domino's pizza for everyone, which was really, really odd.
But
everyone got a whole Domino's pizza to themselves. Well, Domino's pizza, if you want to sponsor the show.
We were very lucky. We had the best. Yeah, I could do with one now. I really could. Not had any sleep. But we had the best seats in the house. But I thought that was a good thing.
Yeah.
But then they sprayed you at the beginning. They open a bottle of champagne and totally drench you. So
it's a bit sticky
it
today.
It was right in the old eyes. I was like, thank you very much.
Usually you're wearing sunglasses at night, aren't you, Lizzie? So
yeah, I wear a few.
Not last night you weren't.
Do a bit of a Simon Cowell with the sunglasses.
So it was Joy Desmond's birthday. You had a big night.
Very, very big. And for me, it was a big, big one because it was birds tweeting. And then I had a very busy day, so I was really struggling. So bear with me.
That's absolutely fine. I'm used to it these days, to be honest.
I have to say, I've been very quiet this week. I've been quite poorly.
Yeah, I haven't seen you
I'm not
out and about
tweeting.
So much.
I was rather poorly, but I'm feeling back the love, and I'm going to be back. The bitch is back.
The bitch.
The bitch is back. Well, now, news-wise, there's been loads, hasn't there?
Yeah, has there?
Well, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that old chestnut. Yes, that is a pretty horrific story that's ongoing.
I actually thought about, because I was asked about if I was going out for the Oscars and if I wanted to do something with it, I thought that is going to be a strange whole event this time.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of drama going on in Hollywood at the moment.
The actresses are linked with it, and
it's not going to be. I don't think the Oscars this year is going to be the fun fest that it normally is, because there's a lot of darkness around Hollywood.
You can't really make jokes about it, as James Corden found out.
Yeah, and Michael Gove, politician Michael Gove, also found out.
I knew you'd bring in a Tory.
Of course I would. Boo. It's been a funny old time, and obviously the Kevin Spacey stuff keeps getting worse. There's now accusations against Ed Westwick from Gossip Girl. It's a really difficult
I will tell a story, actually. I haven't said this, and I'm not jumping on the bandwagon before anyone talks, but I was at a premiere 4 years ago, and Kevin Spacey was there, and I was with my son, my eldest son, who wants to do acting, and a PR guy came and said, will you come to a dinner, it's to do with the old Vic. And I said, well, when is it? And they said, oh no, it's after the show, da, 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 da. And they said, well, you've got to bring your son. And I remember thinking, well, now, because he's got school and I've got to...
How old is he at the time?
He's 16.
16, okay.
And looking back, though it looked, seemed quite innocent, and my son was like, I want to go, that's Kevin Spacey. And he's, my son's an actor, he's his favourite actor, I think. Looking back, I thought, my goodness, was there anything to that? You know, it's quite awful, the woman that came out today.
The newsreader. Yeah. who revealed that her son... had been, I don't know quite what the word is, but had been involved in some way in the story.
Totally taken them out of a movie.
Yeah, they have, haven't they? There's a new film coming out, which is coming out on December the 21st or 22nd, and they have to reshoot a load of scenes and get it out in time. Oh. Luckily, we live in a digital era, so I imagine it probably won't take as long as it would have done back in the old days.
But isn't that something? I mean, it definitely is. From grace.
Yeah, it's he's being apparently taken out of House of Cards for the last series. Any kind of involvement in that? It's been a funny old week for Hollywood, and I think next year whoever is hosting the Oscars, I don't actually know who it is.
No,
it's going to have a difficult time.
It's going to be because they always take the mick.
They always take the mick out of the stories that have happened in the last year, and this is a pretty big story. Remember a couple of years ago when they were accused of whitewashing, when there was basically no actors of any kind of ethnic origin that were nominated for an award, and they did make jokes about that the year after. I don't know if that's going to be the same.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they're able. I mean, it is so horrific. But in a good way, I think it's making us all not go down that route again. The casting couch and all of that, maybe those days hopefully are gone.
Yeah, well, you definitely hope so, right? I mean, obviously for me, I've never had any kind of experience like that in my life. But... you know, it does happen, doesn't it? And I know you said before when you were going modelling
really
at a young age, it happened to you. Yeah, it's not. It's obviously a really unpleasant time.
But some people thought, well, that was a way. You know what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You played the game. There's all of these.
But not everyone did. And I think some people were kind of oblivious to
and
it.
And it's very frightening when you've got someone very powerful that could end your career with a click of a finger.
Yep.
And you're feeling, my God, what can I do? Mm. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's very frightening. But it will be interesting, the Oscars.
It
and
will.
I've been asked to go.
Wow. Whether if you need a plus one.
Well, I might ask Justin the psychic to say whether it's a good idea if I go back to LA.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think it's a great idea.
Of course you do. But we don't only have Justin on this evening. We also have Pete Bennett, former Big Brother winner.
Do you know, I loved him.
He was
Big Brother.
Was good, wasn't he?
He's
he
such
was funny.
A nice guy.
He went out with Nikki Graham, remember?
He did.
Yeah, but ever since, I mean, that was a long time ago.
They're still friends.
He's been doing a lot since. And we also have Ali Mordy, the director of the Cabin Centre. Coming in at 2:15.
And that's a rehab clinic for young men in Thailand.
Yeah.
With addictions, mental behavioural problems.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have lots to talk about this evening.
We have got lots to talk about.
We are covering lots of bases this evening.
There are so much to talk about. But also, if there's anything you want to ask Justine, because she's going to be in the studio any minute now.
Well, I tell you, I want to play a song now so we can get her in early.
Because I love this woman.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. She has said some things to me that have all come true.
Well, shall we find out a bit more and get her in?
Come on.
Let's play a bit of Sugar Babes first. I could tell you were really getting your vibe onto that.
I need a bit of Britney.
Britney's on the playlist. Why didn't you say this on the email earlier this week?
Because I was poorly. I was.
Well, we have our first guest in the studio, and we're very excited to have her in. Hello, Justine Ayling.
I'm Justine, the sidekick. Justine, it's so lovely to see you, because this is the actual first time we've met.
I know. That we've lots spoken. Of nearly met, but we've, not quite.
I know. We've done a bit of FaceTiming, but so lovely to see you.
So thanks, explain a bit about what you do.
Well, firstly, thank you for having me. So what do I do? I'm a psychic medium, and I've just really got into the self-employment part of it. I've left my job of 32 years.
Wow. What were you doing?
I was a recruitment team leader for the NHS.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And my health deteriorated quite rapidly. I had a stroke in 2014, and since then not been able to use my leg properly, so I've got lots of problems. But anyway, decided to take the plunge and do this psychic mediumship full time. It's been since September, so it's only a couple of months, still fledgling. But I've met lots of lovely people, including Lizzie.
You seem to know a lot of people short career.
It's fabulous, so it's really nice.
But Justine is so good, because she is one of those, you know, I have had psychic readings before, but they are, you don't ask loads of questions, you just seem to know, and she's so warm.
Well, this just happened to us outside as we were talking just casually, and I was saying, well, I'm going to pop up to the studio now. You're like, I've got something to tell you, didn't you?
Well, yeah, and as I say, for me, it is all about just this kind of staticky. I'm not like other psychics. I don't do this all, you know, granny's old, sometimes, but not always, but depending on what it is. But for me, it's static in the ear, so I get names and dates and things like that. So imagine a noise, and you get names and dates, but a lot of it is pictures. And some of the times I've tried to interpret. For example, one of the times I was going to do a reading for somebody, and all I got was a tray of Yorkshire puddings. That's all I had. This every time I thought about it, I just got this tray of Yorkshire puddings. Did this reading. I was doing a pub. I was doing a big demonstration. Did this reading for this lady, and I said, I really don't know. I've got to give it to you. I don't know what it means to you, but they're just showing me a picture of a tray of Yorkshire puddings, at which point she broke down and said, that's my husband, that's what we called him, Pud, because all he ate when he was younger was Yorkshire puddings. So I could have tried to interpret it.
But you just gave it straight up.
So
I
nobody
see.
Else kind of knew that. So they're the sort of hits that I really like. I love it when people go, oh, how did you know that?
You did that because my dad sadly passed a few years back, and you mentioned something like an old nickname of his that was at school, and I just thought no one would know that.
Yeah.
And I remember going, how would you know? It is quite unbelievable. I mean, how did it come about, Justine? How did you know you had the talent and ability?
I was kind of around about 15. I kind of knew that there was something going on. My nan, they used to call Witchy Wilson, because she had second sight. But she never did anything with it. But I did it for a while. Yeah, I did it for a while at college and stuff, and played with the Ouija board as you do. And then my mum sadly passed away, 2005 now. But we were really into the spiritualist churches, so we used to go to those. But when she was really ill, I said to her, do you think it's like we thought it was? And I said to her, come back and you say these two words. I've never told anybody what they were, but no medium's ever been able to tell me what they were. So I lost my faith a bit, went and trained to be a paranormal investigator, did all my qualifications. So I am a registered and licensed paranormal investigator as well, so I can go and do that, haunted houses.
Didn't know that required qualifications.
You do. You have to be registered to do it and licensed. So
I don't think Derek O'Cora is.
Don't want to spread any rumours.
So, I go into haunted houses. I used to work with a team, Essex Paranormal and Team Spirit, and go, and I can still do that. And then, sadly, I had a lot of deaths at the time, and I lost my brother 3 years later, and I was nursing him, and he said, well, you know, he thought it was just you died and that was it. And I said, well, if it's different, come back and tell me. And about 3 months after he passed, I woke up one night, and there was an old lady, as clear as you both are, standing at the end of my bed. And I thought, think I'm supposed to do something with this, not quite sure what. And then
did you recognise her, or was it just
random, and she just disappeared? And from there I thought, okay, things were coming to me that didn't belong to me, pictures and things, people could take messages. So I went and got myself into a circle with a close knit of friends who were still all really close, and she kind of taught me how to open up and close down and stuff. And from then I started doing the readings, and it's been very you know, like the people used to come to me and do it, but that stopped after I had the stroke. So now it's all by FaceTime video chat. And it's been working, hopefully, really well.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, wow.
Well, you're wonderful.
That's a really interesting story,
it is,
to be honest.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that is really
it
interesting.
It's very interesting. And what would you say, Justin, to anyone that would like to get or feel they could be slightly psychic? How can they kind of grow and maybe do this?
Listen to your inner chatter is what I would say. Meditate. I do a lot of meditation, especially when I'm opening up, closing down. I always spend sort of half an hour opening up, closing down, talking to. I didn't believe in spirit guides, but recently I've kind of been speaking to one of mine before I go to sleep at night and just asking for their help. And since then, I'm learning all the time. I wouldn't say that I'm top of the tree. And also when I give readings, if I don't think I've given a good reading, I give a refund, because if I don't feel it's good, then I don't take the money for it.
So is that the case with some people? You just don't get anything,
yeah.
and you just have to be like, I'm sorry, but nothing's happening.
Why is that? Is it just that they're not very open, or is it chemistry? Or?
Well, I always say to people, don't feed the medium, as I just said to you, I'm on a diet. Don't feed the medium. I don't want necessarily that huge dialogue, because I want to be able to give the validation to you. But some people are so closed off, and I feed on energy, which is why I do FaceTime rather than telephone, is that I like to see people's faces and like to see them, hear their voice and see their mouth, because it helps with the energy from spirit. So but if somebody you're reading for is suddenly going you've not got the energy there to work with, so it's sometimes really difficult to communicate, or you know, you're as close as you can be. The other day I was one letter out on somebody's mother's name, and she was just like, all the way, no, and then she said to me, it was one letter out.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So, you know,
that's
when you get a bit frustrated.
Yeah, because it's not an exact science, is it?
Exactly.
I always think it must be hard if the person obviously goes to a psychic because they want to know help with a decision, or... But what if you say what they don't want to hear, maybe about love life? And I know that's a tricky one, because, you know, you want that certain person in your life, and then you're saying, actually, no.
No. And I will always be honest. I always say that during my readings. I'll always be honest with you. If I don't see it, I won't say it. I won't pamper to your ego. I won't tell you what you want to hear. I will tell you what I feel at that time. If it doesn't suit with what you want, I can't help that. Hmm. It's just, I will tell you what I can see. It's fluid. Like I say, if I see something, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the path you'll go down. Everyone has the ability to change their destiny. But if you go down the path I see right here, right now, that's how things will end up.
So, Justin, if I may ask, what was it you were seeing?
That's right. I know.
It wasn't so much things, Stephen, but it was names that was coming to me. So could you take a Louise connected to a John? He's laughing at me now.
Is that the name?
That's my mum and my stepdad.
Okay.
You are joking. I didn't even know that.
All right. And there's also an Emma connection to you.
Yes.
And I feel like that would be a sister connection.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
I've worked with you for 2 years. I didn't even know that. Sorry.
Okay. The other thing they're showing me is, again, pictures. They're showing me a Barrett's shoe shop. So that's either a surname connection, and I feel like it would be possibly granddad in spirit for you, and it would be like a granddad Barrett. Would you understand that?
Is that right? Oh my God, Stephen's face. If I could just
and I feel like that's round mum.
Yeah.
I feel like that's mum's side of the family, because he makes me aware of a David as well.
David. Oh, that was his other, that was his son, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I could be here all day because he's just giving me lots of information.
We like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
So they're the, again, all that is names coming in my ear. Doesn't mean to say there's a message, just that he's around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Step back. He's very, he would not have liked somebody like me. He would not have been into this kind of thing at all. But it's just to prove a point that he came in when we were sitting out.
Yeah, outside.
So he's just around, and he's just acknowledging. And also he wants to send a huge amount of love to Hugo.
Oh, Hugo.
That's my nephew.
Okay.
That's unbelievable.
I know there's two children in that family, but I don't feel that they're it's the other one is a J name.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't feel they're by, say, mum and dad.
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. My bad. I feel that's like a Jack name. But he's a huge amount of love because I don't feel like he would have necessarily seen them. But you are destined for something. I should probably say this on here, but you are destined for something else. You will be working elsewhere in addition for a while by sort of, I want to be specific and say sort of June 18th next year, there's a specific change around
that's
your
very
career.
Weird, actually. Yeah,
okay, I'm going to write that.
Sorry.
June
18th. Right, I'm looking for a new co-host. Please write your application.
I'll put myself in. I'll put myself in for it.
Wow, that is very impressive.
That is something else.
That is very impressive.
Wow. And Justin, I can't tell you what the situation is that I'm going through, but you were very good.
Thank you.
She sussed it out. She was very good.
It gives me a big smile. It's when people go, no, I don't mean anything to me. And you go,
yeah, but I don't know. You let her out. Or you say, they go, that is actually my granddad. Oh, I know. Whatever. That's quite incredible. Look at Stephen's face now.
I'm loving this person, though. You can feel it.
But what happens if you get someone, you get a bad energy? Can you feel that if someone is like, you think, actually, I can't read for you, I'm feeling a bit ill? Could you get that?
Not? I've not had it today. I've had
Thank goodness.
No, I have had some. Obviously, I live in the East End of London, so I do read for some
characters.
And yeah, sometimes I've had lots of prison things and things that you wouldn't necessarily want to delve into. But yeah, overall, it's been absolutely fine. I haven't had any bad energy. Touch wood. I mean, I'm not into demons and things like that. I would love that. I kind of work with, unbeknownst to them, I work with Most Haunted. So so I tweet as a wonky lamp. Now that's, you'll all be going on Twitter now to find out Wonky Lamp. I've got lots of followers, so I tweet as Wonky Lamp. So I'm regarded as part of the team.
I'm just following Wonky Lamp.
Yeah,
love Wonky Lamp. At We Love Wonky Lamp is me.
I love Wonky Lamp.
I've been trying hard. I had I've been doing that with them, but I've not had the call yet. So Yvette or Carly, if you're listening, give me a call. Call me.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to experience this?
I've got a website which is run by my friend Chris, and that is www.justinesmediumship.co.uk. Or I've got my own business page on Facebook, which is Justine's Mediumship. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram. Just any of those, really. Just drop me a text.
I love that. I'm busy finding
it. We love Wonky Lamp. That's me.
We love Wonky Lamp.
Well, Justine, thank you so much for coming in.
Welcome.
It was really, enjoyable to hear that.
And I'm so glad you've come in and I've actually seen you in the flesh.
Finally.
Fabulous.
She's amazing.
I'm sure I'll be in touch again.
And where can people get in touch with you, Justine, if they want
reading?
We've just asked.
We've done that.
You were searching at the
time. She was too busy trying to find Wonky Lamp.
We love Wonky Lamp.
We can find you on Twitter.
You'll find me. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. J Mediumship, you can find me.
Your website, you've done all
I've done my website.
Lovely website is too. I had a little look.
Yes, Liz has done a lovely testimonial on there for me, so she's fabulous. Stephen can do one now.
I will do one now. That'll be good. I can do that, no problem.
You are the best psychic and most beautiful person I've ever met, and you are such a dear heart. We love you.
No,
so
it's really nice
back
to me.
Because I think we can actually do so much with Justine.
Yeah, definitely.
It would be great. I would
so
love
lovely
to, come
to
back.
See you. Thank and you.
Thank you so much. Do you have a bit of Britney like you requested?
Please, Britney. Havana, oh no. You didn't walk up with that, how you doing?
down. Fresh at these and I bump up like a traffic jam. Man, I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, hey, take it on me. Hey. Try the craving on me, get the beating on me. On me. She waited on me. Try the cake in on me, got the bacon on me. This is history and I'm making homie. On me. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart.
Britney, I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah,
that was Camila Cabello.
Right. I don't want her on again. Didn't enjoy
I love that,
that
song. No, she's no, in Fifth no. Harmony. She's really good.
I'm going to give you my song list.
We've got Britney on the playlist up. We'll play this
Britney
after
and
we've had
Into You.
Well, I don't know about that. We have. We'll play a song you like after we have our next guest on, who is on the line right now.
Oh, and I love him.
Hello, Pete Bennett.
Pete Bennett.
Hi, oh my
Pete.
God. Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's bloody weird to hear some English people talking to me from the other side of the world right now.
Yeah, so you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
What are you doing up there?
I'm in a place called, Oaxaca. What am I doing here? I'm just going on holiday now. I'm backpacking around and having a little look about and getting bitten by mosquitoes and eating loads of tacos and
sounds lovely.
Yeah, man, like it's proper. It's a really beautiful place. It's lovely, but I was in Hollywood originally, but I ran away because.
what happened in Hollywood?
Well, you know, I had a lot of people saying certain things about, you know, me being in a film and all this, and I just didn't see it happening. So I thought I'm not going to waste my time. I'm just going to head out and go around Mexico and have a little bit of a travel, you know, instead of yeah.
So you went out to Hollywood to try to break Hollywood, basically.
Yeah, but you know, so you got to be careful in Hollywood. I think, you know, there's a lot of people who talk, and you know, I just found it a little bit fake, and
fair enough.
A little bit fake. You know,
a bit
what I mean?
Fake.
I'm not into
fake and a phony.
It's a bit fake, love. It's a bit fake, love.
It's a bit fake. But do you know, I was recently out, but it was kind of a nice fake. I knew it was fake, but they were friendly fake. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. It was quite a lot of sketchy people like running around, like trying to get money out of you every second, and you've got to watch your back. Half of them are foaming at the mouth as well. Like, yeah, it's kind of scary because all the nut nuts are on the streets, aren't they? Because
that's true. Because America's a bit like that, isn't it?
They don't have anyone to look after them, so they're all over the streets and they get and they're homeless and they're like obviously just like, but they can. It's quite a sketchy place. So
well, funny you should mention that because you were homeless not so long ago, weren't you?
Ah, well, don't worry about that. You know, it's just it's just one of those. You know, you go down and up in life, and you know, I've gone through my absolute shittiest phase of life, and you know, I just kind of I've worked really hard now, and I'm in a really good place now, and I'm happy, and
actually
clean as well, and I'm having a great time. And
can really hear it in your voice. I have to be honest, you can really hear it. Yeah. So you won Big Brother in 2016, 11 years ago.
I can't believe that's 11 years ago, Pete. Yeah. I loved you in Big Brother. You were with my friend Nikki Graham, who I know you're still friends with.
She's right, she's my mate. Yeah, I still see her.
Did you go out together? You ran out together, I think, didn't you?
Briefly.
What?
You went out together briefly.
It was a short period. it was, you know, maybe 2 weeks at most, probably. outside the house, it was a little bit of a different story altogether. Big Brother wasn't there to tell her off, you know. I was a bit on my own there. You know what I mean? we're still mateys though.
And now, now you just mentioned earlier, you're clean and sober. Is that right?
I'm really clean and really sober and having a great time, and I'm trying my very best to, like, I want, at the beginning of this year I started doing like body weight exercises, like calisthenics and like gymnastics.
Okay.
It's kind of my
I want to see that in action.
Since I've been in away, I haven't had much of a chance, because I've been, but as soon as I get back to England, I'm getting straight back to the gymnasium, and I'm going to be learning how to do some more acrobatics and getting strong again, because out here it's not, you know, there's no pull-up bars anywhere. I can't find any.
So what, do you want to become like a bodybuilder or something?
No, just physically strong, you know, and it's good for my brain as well, you know. The more exercise I do, it really, really makes you happy, and it kind of it completely, all the endorphins, and just keeps me on a good level, you know. Because I've got OCD, I've got Tourette's, and my mind's all over the place, and so I need something good. I need something like that, you know, to keep me at a good level. Because everyone probably thinks I'm a nutter because of all the years of
what
they've seen me, but
not
I've
at
actually,
all.
Like,
I like it. Everyone was so endeared to you on Big Brother, and I think you've done such a lot.
I have to say that you do sound very different. You do sound clearer, more focused. I can hear that in your voice.
Calmer.
I literally feel different as well. It's really weird. I want to kind of change my image a bit, because I think I have been a bit of a nutty little punk who's, you know, been off their head, off their face for years. Do you know what I mean? And I'm thinking to myself now, it's time to sort yourself out and get healthy and get strong and, you know, look good naked.
There's a new show for you.
But you have done a movie, haven't you?
I've done loads of movies, but no one really knows about it. But I've been doing films since 2012, behind the scenes. You know what I mean? So
tell us about Dirty Tuppence, which is the one you're here to talk about this evening.
Well, I think it was because of Warren Speed. I remember he's the one he contacted me one day and said, "Do you want to be in my zombie film?" Which was really weird, because the year before I said to him, "Bird, hey, I want to be in a zombie film." And then, like, literally the next year, he contacted me and said, "Hey, you want to be in my zombie film?" I was like, "Whoa,
this is deja vu."
Yeah. So I ended up doing that, and that was where it was like the first film I ever did. It was kind of like getting my foot in the door, and that was Warren. It was one of the best times of my life. You know what I mean? It got really low score, but
it got really low score.
It got really low score, but you know, you got to start somewhere.
Of course.
I don't care. You know, I just want to. I like to.
Is that what you want to do then? Do you want to just get into acting, Pete? Is that why you went to Hollywood?
I love it. I literally love it, man. It's probably the best thing I've ever got into. I mean, I do music as well, but the acting is so good because I'm such an animated nutter already. I think I'm quite in tune with my body, seeing because I've got Tourette's. I've always been prattling around and acting all my life, you know. And now I realised I'm actually really good at it, and I'm getting loads of good reviews and all that. So John Williams got involved, done loads of films with John Williams, like The Mother Town and Crispy's Curse, and I did another one of Warren's films called Chorophobia. And everyone always says I'm really, really great on screen, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's great. I mean, do they cast you in the same kind of role? Because as you say, you are a little bit off the wall at times.
Yeah. at the beginning, yeah, it was always getting the same old kind of roles. I mean, the kind of crazy one, but it was still look really good. But now I'm getting some different roles. I mean, in Dirty Tuppence, I think I'm playing some sort of fizzy. His name's Fizzy Pop, and he's like some sort of guy who's a bit of a bit like Iggy Pop, but you know, a take on him. You know,
okay.
I'm going to be like a bit, because obviously I can do that, but
you
he's
are
not
a bit
always
Iggy Popish.
Yeah. I think that's going to be quite
I can kind of see it.
Yeah. It's an easy role to play, I think. So I said, I'll give it a go. I think it'll be lots of fun. Because once I get out of here from Mexico, I want to go and have fun. And I love doing films.
Once you get out of here, it sounds like you're in jail.
Once I get out of this place. No, yeah. Seriously, I came on holiday by mistake.
there's a movie in that.
Yeah. No, that's from With Neil and I, when they go away and they go, we've gone on holiday by mistake. Anyway, it's Dirty Tuppence. I think I'm the lead singer in this band that he's got conjured up. So far, it sounds completely mental. I mean, I've got this to do. And also, I've got Socks and Robbers to do when I get back. Well, I've got to rob a bank with sock puppet heads.
Okay.
So look out for that one. That's going to be crazy. The next film by John Williams is called The Tales of the Creeping Death, and this is
I'm sensing a theme.
Well, my favourite genre is comedy horror. Anyway, I love it.
Perfect.
I mean, it's one of the
comedy
films
horror.
That, no matter what, you can just get home and you don't have to worry about what you put on. You just stick on Dirty Tuppence and everyone's going to be like, yeah, you don't have to really think about, you know, and it's always comfortable watching comedy horrors. You ain't got to go scroll through fat thousands of films like dramas and like action. You just go, yeah, I know, we can put on a horror film and popcorn and have sex. You know what I mean? It's like, it's always great. I love comedy horror.
I like the sound of this. I love you doing your acting, Pete. I think you found your calling.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think it's the one I've been, and it's it keeps, if I'm busy doing acting, it keeps me out of trouble, and that's good for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. I love it.
And what about the love life, Pete? Because how is that going?
I'm great. I mean, I'm here with my bird at the moment. She's actually, if you write on YouTube, Day of the Dead Oaxaca, because I literally came to Mexico and I had Halloween in Mexico and she came along with me. She'd come over to, so I'm on holiday with her now, but I made a little video. And if you want to see me and my girlfriend having fun in Mexico, just write Day of the Dead Oaxaca. Ooh. As OAXACA.
Oh yeah.
And you've got to come to Oaxaca on Halloween. It is crazy, man.
I mean because America's doing Halloween something else. I was there. It was crazy.
Yeah, fuck America, man. There's no way. Seriously, Mexicans know how to do Halloween, and it's called Day of the Dead. It's absolute bedlam. I've just sent you a little link.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
So if you want to have a check
Pete,
it out,
I'm going to check it
we'll out. We'll have a look off air.
I'm feeling that today, actually. I've had not much sleep. But anyway, I will have a look at that.
Yeah, Joe Pasquale is going to be in Dirty Tuppence as well.
Oh, cool.
I can't wait to meet that funny old bloke.
Yeah, he does talk funnier than you.
And what's he on?
Yeah, well, there's another story, darling. That's another movie. Look, Pete, it's so good to hear from you. I'm so glad you're doing so well as well. You sounding good and in fit fettle. And we look forward, maybe come in to the studio next time.
Yeah, please do.
No, my mate's with Laurie Peters. He did When We Waffle on Food Bar Radio for a bit. Do you know him, Laurie?
No? Yeah, no, okay. I know him, yeah.
I only know Stephen here, but I bet he's lovely. Do you know him?
He's
great.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's one of my
mates. We're all lovely at Fuba.
Well, please, Pete, come in next time and enjoy your holiday. We hope you have a lovely time.
Yeah, and...
definitely come in next time.
And
how about when I'm back, get me on and I'll interview you guys instead.
That sounds good.
That scares me, but yes, we'll come to some arrangement, Peter. Lovely. Listen, enjoy the rest of your trip and safe back home. Yeah, be good.
I've got to go hitchhiking in a minute, and it's always a bit scary. You never know who's going to pick you up. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. Well, stay safe, Pete. It's been nice speaking to you.
Stay safe. Yeah. Loads of love.
Sweet as mate. Yeah,
bye, darling.
Love to you.
See ya.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Pete.
Bye.
Bye, Pete.
I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause you. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes so truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But you, oh, my senses, that is just so pathetic. Oh, I did it again.
There's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Are you happy now, Lizzie?
No, because I wanted Womanizer.
I can't please you.
No, I didn't want that track.
Well, we can have Womanizer next week,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, thanks, darling.
How about that? So we have a final guest.
I know.
After Pete there, who was giving us some good stories, wasn't he?
About Mexico.
He really was. But woof. We have Ali Mordy. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Or Alistair.
Alistair.
Are you Alistair or an Ali?
Ali.
Okay,
unless you're my mum, but we're not talking about trauma tonight. I'm doing addiction, yes.
No, I get that. Lizzie or Elizabeth? Oh, no, I'm in trouble if it's Elizabeth.
Yeah, actually, same with me. It's Steve or Stephen. Ooh. But then I call myself Stephen now, so, you know.
I never call you Steve.
Do you not?
No. Sorry,
we are digressing. Ali.
Ali.
Great to have you in the studio this evening. Tell us a bit about what you do. It's quite an interesting story, really.
Well, I run a treatment centre in northern Thailand. My background's in street outreach in Haringey. So I went straight from working with street alcoholics and crack addicts in Haringey, Tottenham, to running one of the more high-end treatment centres in the world in Chiang Mai, northern Thailand.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did that come about? What made you want to get into this?
I had this theory about being a fire starter, I call it. So if you reach people that are influential people and they get clean and sober, then you have a bigger effect. So obviously in places like Tottenham, it's what we call revolving door. There's a lot of clients coming in and out, you know, not high success rates. I mean, any success is great, right? It's like gold mining, I call it. So you do a lot of work for one little bit of gold.
Yeah.
But obviously, because I'm in recovery myself, so I'm not just a businessman, you know, I'm up for getting as many people clean and sober as I can. So if I can get a politician or a rock star or somebody like that clean and sober, they're going to talk to a lot of people. So it's about spreading the message.
I see. Yeah. So it's kind of in a way better to get someone who's a bit more well-known.
I thought I could use my talents better in the private industry in the end than working for a charity. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about Thailand and what you do out there.
Well, it's a very large treatment centre. So we do it's called The Cabin Chiang Mai. And we also run another treatment centre called The Edge, which is specifically for young men, where we use Muay Thai boxing as the main therapeutic technique. Mm-hmm. And other modalities that we treat for trauma these days a lot as well, because a lot of addicts have trauma
emotional
issues. Yeah. Well, you know,
is
quite serious, heavy events.
It triggers it off. You think something terrible in your life or something happens?
Usually there's some serious adverse childhood events. We get some vets, you know, we get some guys from Iraq, and we even get some old guys from Vietnam still coming in.
Really? Wow.
Interesting.
But yeah, so it's a very large treatment centre. We treat sex addiction, we treat gambling, we treat trauma, and we treat all the main substance addictions.
Is sex addiction, can I ask you this, is it a real addiction?
Yes. Yes, it's this very, very serious addiction. I mean, there's a lot of sex addicts will say, you know, I've been a heroin addict and I've been a sex addict. And I tell you, I can speak from experience, sex addiction can make heroin addiction look like child's play.
Can I ask you, Bob, really? What is this sex? Because isn't it just an excuse in a way for someone wanting to be a bit naughty and get away with it?
No, that person would not be going to a dark place. They'd probably be enjoying it still.
Mm.
You know,
right.
That's one way, you know.
So there is a difference between someone who just has a lot of sex
a lot
and
of people,
enjoys it.
A lot of people have an affair and that, and they maybe do it a few times in their life, and it's not necessarily a terrible thing. You know, they might just have a really good time and have some consequences, but not that many. No, the type of sex addicts that you're going to get in treatment, what you see these days is an addiction complex, not one addiction. So you'll see a heroin addict who's also doing loads of other stuff. So a classic one would be somebody smoking crystal meth, doing steroids. They have a fantastic body, they work out, and they're bulimic, and that's a man.
This is very typical in the gay scene, isn't it?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, even in Australia, a lot of young bikies and that will do that. So not even just the gay thing.
Wow.
So yeah. So addiction is really complex. We're at the cutting edge, I would say. You know, don't let the fact we're in Thailand kind of fool you. That we put it there because we wanted to take advantage of stuff like the mindfulness meditation.
Yeah.
So Vipassana meditation is really native to Thailand and Sri Lanka and Burma.
Gosh.
And so we use what you'd call mindfulness. So everyone's heard of mindfulness these days. Well, we have monks coming on site and teaching Vipassana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why we put it in
Chiang Mai. And what exactly is your involvement in it? Because are you basically running it day to day?
I was at the beginning. I mean, I'm one of the owners, but I was the chief clinician for many years, and I wrote the program there. And nowadays, I do a lot of conferences and a lot of awareness raising and that sort of thing. We've got a great team back there that run things day to day. But I'll still go out with some of the young guys doing triathlon or go and train, because I like to keep, you know, in the mix, as it were. But yeah, I was very, very hands-on through startup, and now we're a big, small multinational, really. Yeah. So we got outpatient clinics in 5 countries,
gosh,
I think. Yeah.
And do you mind talking about your own addiction problems?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
No, not at all. Well, my background, I haven't used crack cocaine or heroin for 17 years.
Wow.
But I probably got about 3.5 years up. Clean and sober, and then I relapsed onto alcohol because I thought I could go and have a nice controlled drink and be like a normal person. That didn't happen, so I've been continuously clean and sober now for 12 years.
Oh wow, huge,
really?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well done.
But in and out for 17 years.
Baxter, can I ask you, how do you know you're an addict? I mean, because, you know, I like a drink now and then.
Got one in front of us.
Sorry, I shouldn't be hiding my glass of wine. But how do you know if it's a problem?
You will know. You will know, because you'll be in a very, very dark place, and you will decide that you have to stop, and then you will find that you cannot. And anybody out there who's wondering about that.
And is it a dark place, like, it, as in, like, I can't cope without a drink or a food down?
Not necessarily. Many addicts and alcoholics can go a long time without using or drinking. They can go years without using or drinking, but they're doing what we call white knuckle riding. So if you look at them during that time, they're sick as hell. You know, they're sick as a fucking parrot, to be honest. Mm. They're what we used to call dry drunk. Mm. No one wants to be around them. And you're like, do you want to just go and have a drink? Because you're driving me up the wall. Mm. And so it's an illness which is already there. It's already there in somebody. You're already sick, and you were using or drinking to get rid of the symptoms. Yeah.
because I have a friend, I won't mention any names, but it's so much better with a drink.
Right.
Without a drink, I think, oh, please, let's go for a drink.
Lizzie, and I'm then, right here.
But is that a problem? That obviously, that sounds it, but it's kind of like sometimes just takes the edge off them. They're a lot easier with a drink.
Well, I think a lot of people are like that, right? Mm. You know, they might be depressed, but addiction is an illness that you will always need to be looking for a reward, probably from when you was a kid. And when you were young, you might have found it by doing a lot more sugar than other kids do. You might have started acting out sexually earlier than other kids. You know, had behavioural problems. And you find when you take that first line or whatever it is, with a lot of people it's alcohol or cannabis, mm. and you take it and it just fixes everything immediately. And that is an addicted person is coming from that stock, if you like. And then once they've had that drug, they ain't going to be forgetting about it because their brain has been mended. And the brain's a very intelligent organism. It knows that that medicine works, right? Mm. So it's not going to let you forget it, and it's going to drive you to seek it again. Once addicts are in that downward spiral, you got to understand addicts have a frontal lobe pathology. So the part of their brain that deals with reasoning is gone. Mm. So that's why they do crazy, insane things, you know, because they've got a frontal lobe pathology.
Honestly, Ali, I feel like we could talk to you all evening.
But
it's really interesting
because
to hear. So if anyone wants to look you up, where can we find you?
Just go to www.thecabinchiangmai.com.
Chiang Mai?
Chiang Mai. So that's spelled Chiang Mai. So Chiang Mai is the city in northern Thailand. Yeah.
It sounds incredible. And I have to say, because Katie Price, obviously, with her husband saying he's a sex addict, and everyone saying, no, he's not. But it is really true. You're saying
more than
it's
likely.
True.
More than likely.
Mm, yeah. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Ali, I need to speak to you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
This evening.
So fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, God, this show's gone too quick.
It really has gone too quick.
It's flown by. Stephen, lovely to see you.
I'll be seeing you again.
I'm fine for next week. I promise loads of sleep.
You better be. Now, I can't promise you Britney Spears, but how about a bit of All Saints? That do?
Yeah.
It's kind of a tie song.
I love All Saints. See you next week, guys.
See you next week. Thanks, mate.